104.1 KRBE. It's the Roland Ryan Show. You know, throughout the years on this show, all of us have shared like so many different experiences, you know, from births and unfortunately passings and marriages and divorce
fun
and
stuff,
you name it.
Serious stuff. We're all here, right? Let's see. Kevin? Kevin's
present.
Here?
Yeah.
Kevin's present.
Mumbles
here.
Came in.
Hello.
Hey, Mumbles.
Christina's here.
Hi. So it's Roland Ryan, Eric, Christina, Special K, Mumbles, and it's family meeting time. So, the floor is yours, Ryan Chase.
Yeah, all right. So now I'm getting nervous. This is that feeling you get when you're about ready to jump off the high dive. You know, like when I got divorced 5 years ago, I hid that on the air for a couple of years. And my rationale was I didn't want to upset my daughter. It's hard enough being a teenager going through something like that, and you don't want your business being blasted all off the air. But I have been keeping something secret for quite a few months now. And I've already had the talk with my daughter and my family, and one by one I had to go through this. It was a very difficult discussion to have with each and every family member. I'm really nervous, and you can hear it in my voice. And I just decided that it was time to come clean. There were a couple of different things that really made me make this decision to just go ahead and put it out there. Because one, I don't want people feeling like they're alone. They're going through things alone. There's always somebody out there that's going through something. And the way I look at life right now is quite different because of what happened back in July. And it's no secret that, you know, we joke around a lot on the show, like, oh, what's Ryan sick again and everything. Mm-hmm. And I had really made a conscious effort to try and change my diet, to try and live healthy, stop drinking, stop eating crappy foods, really tried to change my diet. But then I found myself not getting better. And I don't want to bore people or gross people out in the morning with some of the signs and the symptoms that I was having. But I finally said, it's time. I've got to get to a doctor. This is not normal. Something is really wrong with me. Mm-hmm. So I went to my general practitioner. Now, they typically won't screen for these kind of things that I'm about ready to tell you about. But I had every test run, every test that you could possibly imagine. And what they found out was something that's extremely rare for somebody my age. They ran what is called a PSA check in my blood screen. And that's a prostate specific antigen. And they, you know, typically...
Is that what Ben Stiller talked about, the PSA check?
Uh-huh. Yes. And it should be anywhere from the 0 to 4 range. Mine came back 18. That wasn't good. He said, you need to get to a urologist immediately and have an exam. I went in to have an exam, and...
this back in July.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And, or over the time.
Yeah, this went on over... This whole thing, this whole journey took a couple of months before I told you guys. Behind the scenes here, I've let everybody on the show know about it. What, about 6-7 weeks ago I told you
like
all?
Like in August.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we played a joke on Mumbles.
Which wasn't funny. That was terrible.
We'll get to that later. Yeah. So anyhow, so I go in and I get the exam... And they found a mass inside me. And he goes, you need to have a biopsy immediately. Immediately means you had to wait a week to get that done. Everything was like the hurry up and wait game. Hurry up and wait game. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they sent me down and I have cancer. And it's prostate cancer. It's something that you typically only find in like senior citizen men. So I can't really go out there and say, hey, get checked, guys, every guy. Because it's extremely rare for somebody my age. Now, what I've learned about it. And I've learned a lot. I've read a lot of books on this now. And I, you know, my life consists of coming in, doing the show. I'm either with an oncologist or I'm at home resting. So, and everybody here at KRBE has just been wonderful, you know, because everybody on this show works their tail off. And I have not been pulling my weight behind the scenes here. I leave the show right when the show is done. I don't stick around anymore because I'm trying to get better. But I went in and I got biopsied. And you guys remember when we had our radio boot camp that we were all getting ready to go to?
We flew to
Atlanta. It's a conference we do every summer for
take a couple days off.
Now, typically, they don't want to give you news over the phone. I said, look, doc, I'm getting on a plane. I'm going to be out of commission for 5 days. I can't wait. I'm going to go nuts. So I was waiting on results. 20 minutes before we had to get on that plane, they called me with the results and told me I had cancer. And they told me that these levels are high enough where we believe it may have metastasized and gotten into your bones in your lymphatic system. Oh, so then I had to, and you know, remember how everybody's thinking, wow, Ryan's really socially awkward. Ryan's really quiet. Ryan's acting really weird at this thing.
Yeah.
Because I shared this with no one, not a human being on the planet. And
which
I kept this to myself.
Rough because you can't hold news like that to yourself. You got to share it with somebody.
And you're not.
For your own.
You're in a hotel in Atlanta.
Sanity.
So I'm not home. There's nobody I can talk to. And, I didn't sleep for 2 days. I was in that hotel room just reading nonstop. I'm like, oh my God. And I had to schedule then an appointment to go in and have a bone scan done and a CT and to find out exactly if it had spread and if I was indeed stage four, which meant I'd be looking at a very short lifespan. So, you know, for years, I've always said my daughter is the love of my life. And at that point, I realized that it was 100% true. Everything I always said was true because at no point, and I really thought I was going to die for a while, at no point did I ever sit there thinking, oh my God, my life could be over. All I could think of was, how is this going to destroy my daughter? And I didn't want to hurt her. And I didn't want her to be that girl sitting in the classroom and their kids whispering, like, oh, that's the girl whose daddy died. And that's all I could think of. So I really do love her more than life itself. I didn't think about losing my life. I just thought about hurting her and hurting my family, hurting my loved ones. Mm-hmm. So we got back from that boot camp. I had to wait a week, y'all, till I had to go in and do that scan and the two scans. And one was in the CT, and he got in that machine, and it spins around, and you're going to feel a little hot on the inside. I felt like my insides were being cooked by a microwave, mm-hmm. and I had the bone scan done. And thank God it did not spread. So I am free and clear and of that. And, you know, you know, and still there's a lot to process at this point. And by the way, I got to preface this right now. At no point am I feeling sorry for myself. I feel so blessed. I feel so incredibly blessed that I'm going to live. And this is nothing more than a speed bump on the road of life. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I look at it right now. I have friends. I have a friend in particular who's an inspiration to me. And what he's going through is hell. You know, I'm not whining about this. Mm-mm. I am so damn lucky. It is unbelievable. And so then I had to start finding out about what is going to happen to me going through this treatment. And, you know, Ben Stiller came out with this, that he had it, and he opted for surgery. And that was not the option I wanted to go with. There are certain functions that I wanted to maintain and continue to have as a man.
Because it gives you two, I guess, scenarios.
Yes. And you're facing some rather seriously emotional consequences of going through this. So I chose hormone therapy and radiation. And I began the hormone therapy about 2 months ago now. And, you know, the side effects are unpleasant. I'm functional, but the side effects are they're unpleasant. You go through, it's almost like menopause for a woman. I call it manopause, you know, and unbelievable hot flashes. I run at two temperatures, hot and hotter. Yeah. And I have, my thoughts get scrambled. Some of the meds, I'm on cancer meds. I'm on meds to help me sleep, which don't work. I'm fatigued a lot and I don't really get proper sleep. When I take,
which doesn't help with our show. We get up at 2:30 in the morning.
And I specifically will never take my meds before the show because they tend to make me zombie-ish, you know?
But we also don't want you to not take your meds.
No, I do. Me, I am dotting every I and crossing every T. I'm not half, you know, I'm not going to say the word. It's only 7:13, but I'm doing things right. Mm-hmm. And so the hormone therapy, it does scramble my thoughts. And sometimes I jumble words, which I do all the time anyhow, but now it's a little bit worse. And yesterday I began radiation. And, you know, before the radiation, I've been put under a few times. There's so many shows. These guys on the show have really picked up the slack. I mean, I'm not doing squat behind the scenes here. I mean, it's like I leave right after the show. And I went in and I had what are called gold seed markers surgically implanted in me. And it's really weird. You know, I always said I've gone my whole life with that tattoo. Well, I got tattoos now because they tattoo you. They permanently tattoo you where they're going to target. So you have these markers placed inside your body and they tattoo the outside of your body where the beam is going to hit you. And it's painless, y'all. I'm in no pain whatsoever.
How'd you feel last night?
Just fine, normal. Now, they've explained to me it is 9 solid weeks of radiation, 5 days a week. So every single day when I get off the air, I will leave here and I drive down to my oncologist and I get in this machine, which raises me about 5 feet in the air and things spin around me like a gyrosphere. I closed my eyes because it made me dizzy. It was really weird.
It looked like a transporter.
Yeah, it really did. I was like in the movie Contact.
Or an old KitchenAid mixer.
It looked like an old mixer. It really did.
For those just tuning in to the Rule and Ryan show on 104.1 KRB, we're talking about having a family meeting. Ryan is revealing to everybody what we have known behind the scenes. that
I have cancer. It's prostate cancer. And like I said, it's the reason they never found out. Really, you were talking to me. It's like, you know, I ignored. I was following my father's footsteps. My father would be alive today if he didn't ignore certain signs.
Here's the neon sign of the message, Houston. Here's the neon sign of the message. Ryan, tell everyone what the message is.
Ladies and gentlemen, and this applies to anybody. If you think something is wrong, don't mess with it. And especially us guys, we try and be macho about it and like, yeah, I'm just going to tough it out. And you know, when I hear people say that I'd rather eat, drink whatever I want, and live the way I want to live for a long life and pay the consequence, you don't want to do that. Because I found out that the reason I have this is one of two reasons. And they said that, look, this is unheard of almost. It's very rare that someone my age would get this. And they never found out for it because they don't check people that aren't over 50 to, you know, to look for this, to screen for this, because it's so rare.
Or you don't have a family history.
I have no family history. So he said it's more than likely your diet and what you've eaten your whole life. And it's a lifetime of processed foods. So now my diet is radically different. You know, it's nothing but mixed greens. It's vegetables. I eat berries for snacks.
I mean, I'm screwed, man.
Walnuts.
I thought you were like the healthiest eater already for years.
No, you know what? I was thin, but I wasn't eating healthy.
Junk food eater.
Now my concern is not being thin. My concern is being healthy. So I eat healthy now. Water's all I drink. And, I just have changed my life, and I am never down about this, ever. I mean, I just see the silver lining in this, that if I had waited a few more months, and the thing is that when you have prostate cancer, you can live a long, long, long life with this. Like, in other words, if somebody is like a 70-year-old man, mm-hmm, and they diagnose him with it,
right,
they're going to say, don't do anything, because you can live 15 years with it. Now, here's where it gets a little weird with me. It was very advanced. I mean, we're talking, so it was really advanced.
But how could you have found it before it got so advanced?
If they had checked, I mean, they wouldn't have checked for it because I was too young to have something like this.
So that's the frustrating thing, though, Ryan. How do we tell people, like, I mean, for myself and for anybody listening, that's what frustrates us about our GP, like our annual physical?
If you've got
in the blood test, part of our blood test that we have to get every year.
No, you have to specifically ask for a PSA test. Like, you know, they don't typically screen for this in people that are a younger age. So, you know, when I went to my GP, I said, I want to be tested for everything. You know, at one point they thought maybe it's diabetes because I pee a lot. And, you know, all these problems, though, will be resolved. January 9th, I complete radiation. Here are my odds, y'all. 95% chance that I will be cancer-free for the next 10 years.
That's
a pretty great, odds. So, yeah. Like I said, I feel very, very blessed.
A lot of people are texting that they have had family members going through this and they're cancer-free now and just fine because of the advances in research of cancer for prostate cancer.
That's my first question. You always hear about somebody who gets cancer and then it comes back in a different area. And I said, you know, what's the propensity for me to develop other forms of cancer? And they said, none. This is isolated. You know, it doesn't mean because you had this. Now, that being said, Eric, you inspired me and I went and got a colonoscopy. They said, because once you start radiation, you can't do a colonoscopy.
So it wouldn't
work.
Sure.
So that's why I did my colonoscopy, you know, because my grandfather died of that. My dad, at the time of his death, although that's not what killed him, he had it in him as well.
I'm just glad you're... That's 95%. That's awesome odds.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, I'm going
to
be fine.
What is your message to people listening right now, Ryan, that you feel like you could have done something different to not be put in this
position?
I
ignored the signs. I was an idiot. You know, I ignored signs. I had symptoms, and I don't want to say what the symptoms are.
You can say what they are. I mean, people are listening. They probably want to know a little bit because people are asking what are the symptoms.
I would frequently urinate. I was sick all the time. Now, here's my message.
Stomach sick?
I had blood. Like, when I would go to the bathroom, I would see blood.
And you didn't think that was a, hey.
And it would go away, and I'd think, like, oh, maybe I just... You know, I was training or I was
spicy,
like,
foods.
Yeah, something was bothering me.
Right, likes his chicken spicy.
But my point is that when you can have this for 10 or 15 years in your life, I could have had this in my mid-30s. They don't know how long I've had it, but it is at the, I mean, we're at the end game here. Like, if I had waited another few months or say another 6 months, I hadn't gone in, it would have metastasized. It would have gotten into my bones and blood. And I would have died young. And
somebody
I would have destroyed my daughter's life and my family's life. I mean, anybody could get killed by a bus the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different when you know it's coming.
Somebody texted, if you're going to get cancer, prostate's the one you want to get.
It's the most treatable. It really is. And I don't want anybody feeling sorry or bad or everything. Because I don't feel sad or bad at
all. Real quick, can you apologize to Mumbles?
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, this is where this was really difficult. Mumbles, God love you, man, because you know what? It's like when I told you about this, because I told Roland, Eric, and then Kevin and Christina and Mumbles, and I set you guys down one at a time and told you guys. And when I told Mumbles, you were just so sweet. And
it was blindsided.
I didn't expect it like the rest of us.
And we forgot that I had told you, and what were we doing a bit in the studio? And
yeah, they weren't paying attention. The interns were not paying attention. No one was paying attention over there. So we decided, wait, let's play a joke on the interns. Let one of us will fall out and act like there's an emergency in the studio.
Because nobody's paying attention.
And
to
Eric, then you say, Ryan, fall.
Yeah, because we're like, I just told Ryan, go, Ryan, just come over here, lay down. And so he laid down. We forgot that.
You just told
Mumbles barged into
the studio. He was ready to pick me up and carry me out. And now
I had 911.
Yeah, he was
so bad because, you know.
Well, I thought you died. I mean,
it doesn't work that way with kids.
It's not instant. But I mean, look, guys, I have a positive spirit and I thank God and I don't think bad about anything right now. I think there are so many people that have it so much worse, and I'm not belly aching about this, y'all.
Nope.
I mean, this is like I said, it's a speed bump, and that's all it is. And there's always somebody. You look over your shoulder, there's always somebody having a worse day than you.
And if you notice, since like really August, I've never heard you complain about like 290 and stuff. Like you even said, you're like,
I still get a little
put
road
life in perspective for Ryan.
You're like, I just don't give a crap anymore. If you have meetings with bosses, you're like, I really don't give
a
crap.
Say that test name one more time. People are texting about the test name.
It's a PSA, prostate-specific antigen. And, you know, if you're 40 and you want to do that, then go ahead. But, you know, don't drive yourself nuts and don't self-diagnose, which is what I did for so long. So, I mean, and honestly, you guys know, I stumble on words sometimes, but you guys know that I got sick all the time. And ever since I've changed my diet, I don't get sick. My daughter's had like 3 colds in the last 4 months, and I've never picked up any of them. And I'm just living healthier and I feel better. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, the side effects are going to be a little unpleasant, but there's nothing to complain about when you get life in exchange. So
right. It's also November. It's only the second day of November. November started from this. It's to focus on men's health, but it started for guys to focus on prostate cancer awareness. So it's something to think about. Maybe ask questions of the man in your lives, ladies or guys listening, of your own, you know, your own GP, general practitioner.
Glad you're going to be with us for a long time.
I feel good.
All right, Ryan Chase, you got through it. How do you feel?
I know you didn't want to.
It was hard to get through
that. I wasn't going
to
tell this story at all. You know, my initial when I first found out, because I didn't know. I didn't tell you guys for almost 2 solid months because I didn't know. It took, you know, it was a hurry up and wait game. You'd have to schedule an appointment. Here's a biopsy here. Here's one there. Here's a CT. Here's a bone scan. So you had to wait like week and week and week. And I figured until I had all the details, I was not going to burden anybody.
But do you feel better now that you're out there?
I do. Because, you know, it's like I just want people to take your health seriously. And if you don't care about yourself, care about your loved ones because you'll hurt them.
I haven't heard from your favorite texter, Ernest.
That's what I was going to say. One person did say, suck it, Ernest.
Because Ernest is the one that hates Ryan all the time.
Ernest
bad
is the guy that always texts bad things for Ryan. He actually entertains us.
6 weeks, I'm like, Ernest, if you only knew. Ryan doesn't give a crap,
Ryan, a lot of people are sending you their you know, thoughts and prayers and saying, you know, you got this. You're in cancer's butt. You know, prostate cancer. A lot of people have family stories that they're living grand lives now after just kicking it. So you're going to kick it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, great job.
And there's really no way to transition the next segment. So
who wants concert tickets?
Hey guys, you like beans with your chili?
Yeah, we can.
Your chili.
We're all texted fighting about Texas chili.
The word interesting and whether chili is supposed to have beans in it or not.
Because I don't
call it chili.
You're supposed to have beans in chili, by the way.
You are?
No, yes. I don't think so.
It's a Texas thing.
I don't eat chili with beans.
That's called a chili dog. You just put meat on it.
It's just chili. Ground beef.
Yo, you get like a Frito pie is chili in a cup with chips and cheese, and there's no beans in that.
Well,
so
that's
got to
be the next debate.
No.
That's not chili.
Oh my God, seriously.
Chili's got beans.
Well, we'll come back because who knows. Right. But I'm glad you're healthy, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate all the
positive about this. We all love you.
There's nothing to be negative about. So, you know, it's
all
good.
Ride.
He's like, I get out at 9:20. I don't have to.
He's like, see you guys, suckers.
Had to get cancer to get out of those meetings.
Oh, God. Leave it to us to end this with a laugh. Okay, we'll be back.